Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Nyt kääntyy Pittsburgh nopea ja jälleen tulee Crosby läpi ajoon rinnekestä. Kiekko vielä perissä. Ei mene. Pekka Rinne. Aivan älytön pysäytys Rinteeltä. Aivan älytön pysäytys Rinteeltä.
That is the voice of Antti Makinen. The voice of the NHL in Finland, where all eyes are on the Nashville-Winnipeg series because of two of Finland's best players, Pekka Rinne and Patrick Laine. And Antti is nice enough to join us, taking time out of his evening in Finland, where he's doing some yard work, to join us here in Nashville. Antti, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, guys. It's awesome to be back there. And I haven't heard that like in 9 months or something during the Pekka Rinne call there, but it sounds pretty good, okay. Since the last time.
Pretty good, okay. We agree. If that's a 10 on the scale of enthusiasm, what's the highest number anything that Pekka's done in these playoffs has warranted from you?
Well, I know the body pretty well, so if I say he's been medium plus in the first round and now against Winnipeg. But I can guarantee you guys that he could be much better when the series on the line. I'm a big believer of Pekka.
So I've heard, Antti, that media in Finland, when it comes to Patrick Laine, they cover everything from his girlfriend to his hairstyle to his cars. Do they treat Pekka the same way?
Yeah, actually it's pretty fun because I know the Laine family pretty well. They're from the same town that I am. And Patrick's father is my defense pair in Bear League here. So we meet each other constantly once a week when we're in the middle of the winter here. So, and I've known Patrick when he was like 12 or something. So I've seen him racing as an NHL player, a big time player nowadays. And, it's a bit weird for me to read those headlines about Patrick Laine all the time, all the news, all the headlines about Patrick Laine and scoring, passing, doing marvel stuff with Winnipeg Jets. And on the other side, everybody's writing and saying in podcasts and stuff like that. The Pekka is 35 years old and he deserves the cup. So is there any chance that Patrick can take a little bit less against Rinne?
Who's the country rooting for? If you had to divide it up, would they prefer to see Pekka win, or would they prefer to see Laine?
I say it's pretty much 50-50 because all the younger hockey fans here are rooting for Patrick Laine, and all the older ones are rooting for Pekka Rinne because everybody's thinking that both of those guys. Earns to win the Stanley Cup, but like you know, guys, Patrick is 19 years old and Pekka is 35. So there's not any more a lot of chances left for Pekka. But at the other side of the coin, there's like Patrick Laine. He can try at least 20 times.
We're speaking with Antti Makinen, the play-by-play voice for the NHL in Finland. He is joining us live from Finland right now.
How surprised were you when Pekka Rinne took a stick to the back of a player for Winnipeg late in that game, in Game 3? That is so anti-Pekka Rinne in so many ways to lose his cool like that.
Actually, guys, you don't even know, but that's Pekka Rinne. That's his temper. Yeah, that's his temper. He's calm. Looking outside Pekka, he's always calm. But inside of Pekka, he's boiling all the time when the game is going on. But that's his style to get into the game. And now just things got out of hand. I was laughing when I saw him hitting, using his stick, hitting Adam Laurie there. Because it was the first time Becca did something like that.
What was great was he was smiling at him after he hit him also. Like, he looked almost maniacal the way he was looking at him.
Yeah, And what I know about Becca, I know that he can bounce back from that game. I know him, he can bounce back from these series games because Winnipeg they played great games. Boy, they've been good past couple of games there. And they've managed to put Becca sideways and shooting one-timers. And they have pretty good goal scorers there on the Jets roster. But I'm certain that your team is going to be better at game four and game five and so on.
Antti, I want to try to further comprehend how the Predators found Pekka. So everyone was scouting Nicholas Backstrom, as the story goes.
Yeah.
And the Preds caught wind of Pekka in warm-ups. So they only scouted Pekka during warm-ups of this league. So they didn't want to tip anyone else off that they were interested in Pekka. This is in a Finnish pro league. That's the equivalent to what? How tough would it be to find someone in this league by just watching them in warm-ups?
Well, it's an elite league here at Europe side. And I remember when Pekka was playing at Oulun Kärpät, and Nicholas Backstrom was the first goalie there. And actually, Janne Kelänen, who is the scout for Nashville Predators, was looking at Rinne's game and looked some details about Pekka before the draft. And he did a hell of a lot job to convince the club to make a pick for Pekka Rinne. It wasn't the easy case for Janne Kekäläinen, that I can assure you. But nowadays, when he's played there almost 20 years, and he's one of your own now, you can say that Janne Kekäläinen as a scout did pretty perfect job back then.
Antti Makinen joins us from Finland. Pekka is now second all-time in wins for Finnish goaltenders. How remarkable is that, that he's won over 300 NHL hockey games?
Oh, he just beat Mika Kiprusoff's shutout record on the regular season. And he said it feels weird when you compare your own stats to Mika Kiprusoff's stats, because Mika Kiprusoff was a monster for a goalie. And for me, it's the same way, because Mika Kiprusoff was the goalie from Finland in NHL, and his time in Calgary, and it's weird when I've followed Pekka these years and personally know him to see his accomplishments getting so big. So I don't think he's thinking about those records at all. He's just focused on these games, and he knows that he needs to be at his best to get where they want to go. But of course, it's truly amazing that Pekka's career as a whole.
We have been talking a lot here about the Vezina Trophy this season for Pekka.
Well, you don't have to talk about it. There's no talk about it. It's Pekka. there isn't any chance that any other goalie would have it. I can guarantee you guys, it's Pekka.
What would winning that award do for Pekka's profile in his home country?
It's funny to say, but I think that basically nothing, because he is such a huge star already. Of course, it's a big blast for Pekka Rinne's career, but at the end of the day, it's not about your stats or not about your game. It's about the person who plays the game and what type of human he is. And like you guys know, Pekka is a prime example from a hockey player, how he treats people around him, how he treats fans, and it's more bigger thing being a great human than being a great goalie. And I think Pekka thinks the same way.
If Teemu Selanne is the bar for Finnish sports superstars, where are Rinne and Laine on that current list?
Well, if it's Teemu on the top, I could say there, Pekka is right next to him. And Patrick is rising like a rocket, but he's still far away from these guys.
Who's the biggest star in Finland that's not associated with sports? Who's the biggest celebrity in the country, non-sports category?
I have to think about that.
We're talking to him.
Oh, my apologies.
I have to think about that. It has to come from the music side, but...
like Iceland, Iceland has Bjork. What's the who's the Bjork of Finland?
From the 80s to 90s, it was Michael Monroe with his heavy band. But nowadays,
downturn.
Here's what we want. We want to load up the rest of the show with Finnish music to bring us in and out of breaks. We need recommendations from you.
Guys, when I'm coming there, I will give you my list on my phone, so you can hear some Finnish music. So at least in Nashville, you can hear a good music once in a while.
Yeah, if the Jets win, we're in trouble.
If you do that, we promise we'll play some of your playlist on this show.
Auntie.
I guarantee you I will bring some.
I know you loved Nashville last year, your first visit here. Are you hopeful that you get to make a return trip when you return to the States for the Stanley Cup final call?
Yes, it's a bit silly because I'm a 110% hockey guy, but when the playoffs start, it has been basically my wish list top to revisit Nashville to see the city once again and hear those loud British fans going nuts in Bridgestone Arena and get to have that same feeling that we had last summer. That would be great. And if it comes to me, I would like your team to win the Stanley Cup and see it in Bridgestone Arena.
What's your sleeping schedule, given the television schedule for you? I'm imagining you're watching this game tonight.
There isn't none.
No sleeping? What time's the game on for you tonight?
The first game starts 2 a.m. and the second one starts 4:30. And nowadays I'm an old man. I'm almost 40, so I need to sleep once in a while. So I've done the play-by-play games here at nighttime now a couple per week, but I need to take care of me before those conference finals starts, because then I'm doing every game on conference finals from the east and from the west. So it's a hard task to do. And when those conference finals are over, I basically jump from the studio straight to the aeroplane and fly for the city for the game one at the Stanley Cup finals. So the upcoming 3 weeks for my life is going to be sick if I'm honest.
You talk about Pekka being at a point where he can see the end in Nashville. The next Finnish connection is Tolvanen, who's at the beginning. What was it like there during his Olympic performance, and what's your expectation for him in the league?
Well, I covered Eli when he played in KHL with Jokeri from Helsinki, because I'm covering also KHL alongside with NHL, and I did see basically every game of Eli Tolvanen's game last season and get to know this kid. And first of all, when the season started, I wasn't that optimistic about his talents, considering about KHL, but he scored a hat trick in the first game, and boy, he's been flying the whole season after that. And he's a tremendous kid. He has so much talent about scoring goals in hockey that I can't see a roof for this guy. He's the next Patrick Laine from Finland.
Wow, that's high praise.
Huge.
What about his performance in the Olympics? What did that do to up his stock in Finland?
Yeah, but that's his style, because he's so calm. And I have to put this in the right way, but you guys understand when I say he's a stupid guy in the right way. He doesn't take pressure of anything. He just enjoys playing hockey. What bigger game is it? It is. he enjoys it much more than any other player, because he doesn't have any pressures. He's just playing hockey, and we were at Jokerit was playing in the KSO playoffs at Sochi, where we had Olympics in 2014, and I got to Sochi with the team, and they were after three games, it was 2-1 to Sochi, and Jokerit was heading for the fourth game there, and like 15 minutes before the warm-ups on the ice, Eli was on inside the rink, and he ran next to me. He comforted me in a tunnel, and he was running and shouting, and I was asking, what the heck are you doing? And they were playing rock, paper, and scissors with his teammate. And Eli told me that Pekka Jormakka, his teammate, doesn't know the rules about rock, scissors, and paper. And I was thinking that, okay, this is this guy's biggest game on the season, and he's thinking about the rules of rock, paper, and scissors.
That's so good.
Antti Makinen, our guest from Finland. Hey, we mentioned Nicklas Backstrom. He's back playing in Finland currently in the pro league there. Do you think Pekka Rinne will want to do that, like at age 40? Would he return home for a final season? And what would that mean for that country?
That would be a big thing, but I don't see Pekka coming over here to play any hockey anymore. I'm pretty much that Nashville nowadays is his home when he's playing, and also after his career. And it was a bit different with Backstrom, because his NHL stock got down in his last two seasons. And he was basically forced to leave the NHL, but you can't see that for Pekka's situation. So I'm pretty certain that when Pekka ends his hockey career, he ends it in NHL and hopefully in Nashville.
Just give us 30 seconds on this. How big you talked about covering the KHL? How big an upset was that in the finals of the KHL?
You mean Akbar Gazan won the series?
Yeah. Isn't SKA supposed to win everything?
No, that's what people think. But it's a game of hockey. You need to play first 60 minutes to win a game. And after that, you need to win four games in a series. So this politics, of course, is politics. But at the end of the day, you need to play the game to win the games. And Akbar, they had a great team. And they were the best ones this season.
I think what Paul is asking is, which team does Vladimir Putin back in the KHL?
That's
the
one he wants to bet on. CSKA, right, from Moscow? They're supposed to win all the time.
Well, like 5 years ago, CSKA Moscow they have some financial troubles, and it was Slava Vetnitsov who wrote the letter to Vladimir Putin then that they need to put some money behind this CSKA team in Moscow. So it took like 7 days, and they become from beggars to millionaires. And nowadays, CSKA has a lot of money, a lot of good players, a lot of ex-NHL players there. But still, you can't buy a good hockey team if you don't have the guts for the team and the team effort there. So that's the reason why I'm basically celebrating that Akbars win the KHL, because it was a teamwork from that team.
Antti Makinen, the play-by-play voice of the NHL, joins us live from Finland. Antti, has UC Saros' profile been raised after his performance here this season? Can he be the next Pekka in Finland?
Well, from our point of view, it has been the same window for the past 2-3 years when Juuse went there, because we've seen Juuse playing juniors and with the adults here, and we know how good hockey goaltender he is, like you guys know also. He's a bit different with Pekka, because he's so much smaller size, but he has a lot of strength to be a goaltender and be a great elite goaltender in NHL. And I'm most certain that Nashville sees the same way that Juuse Saros is the next Pekka Rinne for Predators.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the only time you would be back in Nashville is for a final call, right? Not for the
on this season. Unfortunately, I had to go to Las Vegas because they entered the league first. Then I spent some time in New York and New Jersey and on that area, and actually just skipped a trip to Winnipeg like months ago because of family situation. We have with my wife, we have two small kids here back home, so it's not that easy just to hop on the board to the airplane and come over there because it takes a lot of sacrifices for my wife with the kids here. So it's not that easy anymore to just run through the estate watching the games. But I really hope that the Nashville team can bring it to the table and we'll meet once again in Nashville.
Absolutely. If Nashville is able to make it through the West and get to the Stanley Cup final, we would love to have you in studio, or we'll come to you and we'll do a big show.
Oh, that would be great. My English is a bit of rust. Sorry, guys, because I haven't spoken English like in 3 months now. But I
haven't spoken Finnish in 49 years.
Hey,
great to visit with you. A lot of fun.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, Antti Makinen, live from Finland. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's fun. I dropped the ball on this KHL. After Jokerit was out, I stopped paying attention.
Yeah.
But Putin's team lost in a semifinal.
Someone was executed.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This is a huge story. I mean, they are set up. It's supposed to be everybody playing for second place. So he loved it that a scrappier team without the money won. But he said, how funny is that? Putin's favorite team says, hey, we need some help. And 7 days later, they go from beggars to millionaires, he said.
That team is now looking for a new coach and an entire new roster got bounced in the semis.
Those guys are all now on the Siberian team in the KHL.
Just briefly going back to what Antti Makinen told us about the superstardom of Patrick Laine, who, by the way, lives with his parents in Winnipeg. He still lives with his parents. And it rarely leaves his apartment. I was reading a story on ESPN last night about this. Rarely leaves his apartment just to go to the games, and that's it.
How often would you leave your apartment if you lived in Winnipeg?
if I live with my parents, I'd leave it.
But
a lot.
He's a homebody, and Pekka-Rinne, he keeps to himself too. You know, a low profile, but back in their home country, they are the Rock big stars. Thing.
I wonder how much of it is also the Finnish culture, because you say Saros lived with Pekka-Rinne for a while when he moved over here,
low key.
I think maybe it's kind of a communal thing to stick around family or those you know and not really branch out on your own. I don't know. We'll have to ask him that next time he comes on.
It's funny you ask that because he is always in such a great mood whenever we talk to him. So I Googled trying to find out what the Finnish temperament was like. And when you enter, like, what are Finnish people like? It takes you to this video from, like, the Finland Tourism Bureau. And it's a video. It's just a dude standing in the snow, buck naked, like, happy. Facing away from you. I can't tell if he's happy or not, Paul. He's facing the other direction. But also, too, if you guys were actually worldly men, you would have noticed that I brought you back from the show with Night Wishes. Ghost Love Story from Finland. It's one of the top five bands in Finland. Also big in Finland, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and Dire Straits. So, Paul.
Yeah, two of them. I would.
Dire Straits
and Springsteen are my two favorites.
Also big in Finland, great cell phone reception.
Yeah, better than Knoxville, Tennessee, right?
It boggles my mind that we can call 12 hours into the future, halfway across the world, and get a better cell phone connection than we can from the 865 area code.
One more thing there. How about the Tolvanen review? Now, he's high on everybody, but that they think that he's the next guy after Line A. That's
high praise.
High praise.
From our Finnish correspondent.
A former Titans coach has a big connection with the Titans' fifth-round draft pick. Former defensive coordinator Chuck Cecil, he's now working at the University of Arizona. He has a firsthand look at Dane Cruikshank, the Titan safety. We'll get that from him next. Looking forward to that. Chuck Cecil coming up. Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. If it's time to begin comparing prices for that car, truck, or SUV, make sure that you include Music City Autoplex in your search. I was in the market a year and a half ago, and no other dealership topped the way Music City Autoplex treated me. If you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle but don't have the hours to spend pricing or comparing, just make sure you put Music City Autoplex on your short list of dealerships that you're going to visit. You'll find a dealership that is aggressively priced and a high-volume pre-owned dealership right here in Middle Tennessee. No one can beat the prices you'll find there, because they know how to buy smart. They buy more and they pass the savings on. It's a fact that they buy for less than the competition. Compare them against anyone locally or on the web. They're located 15 minutes from downtown, 2430 Gallatin Pike, and their other address is online at musiccityautoplex.com. You will find an uncommon dealership. Again, I'm a customer. I vouch for the way they do business. You'll leave impressed with how they go above and beyond to ensure that you have the very best car buying experience. 2430 Gallatin Pike, just north of Rivergate, is where you can find them. And right now from your office, you can find them online. MusicCityAutoplex.com.